Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Changes are coming to Pleasantville. Let's go in-depth with Joe Murstick, Pleasantville Police Chief and City Administrator. Well, Joe, the last couple of times I was in Pleasantville and saw you, one was at the groundbreaking of a bank and another of a new residential development. It seems that lots of exciting things are happening in Pleasantville.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I've been here for, it's going on over 7 years now, and the last year has been the busiest year that I've ever had here. As you said, we are starting to build a new bank up there on the highway, Highway 5 and Jasper Street. We've got residential development with, I believe, 23 lots going in behind the Casey's store, and we were able to acquire a Dollar General store as well.
So that's a lot, and that's all in the last year?
In a short period of time, it is a lot. For a small town like us, too, yeah, a lot to absorb.
You told me, I think it was, 4 or 5 years ago, there weren't many buildable lots, and so this new development is a great boon.
It's a huge, huge benefit for not only the city, but I think, we partnership with the school on a lot of these issues too, and it's concerning because their open enrollment was up, and we just simply didn't have lots available for people that wanted to move in the city, and now we do, so it'd be a good thing.
Well, and you just reminded me of the school expansion too. I mean, another big deal.
Yeah, it was a huge bond referendum that was passed. And I think it'll be good. They are very progressive in the way they think. And unfortunately, there's a cost associated with that. But I think as the town grows and the school grows, we're going to see some good things coming.
Well, what are some of the other good things that are coming?
Well, we've got a few small things here. As you know, we really struggled with this wastewater treatment facility that we were required to put in by the state. That's going to take over our lagoons that have been in use for about 50 years. It's a project that we were initially resistant to, but we understand that we want to put clean water out, and we'll have a treatment plant built here. That should be fully operational by the fall of next year, 2018. But associated with that, I think we were we looked at some options as far as loans, and we had state revolving funds or SRF loan, and we were able to acquire a $360,000 grant for this project. It was basically the interest that we would pay on that loan of $360,000. The state will give that money back to us for projects in our community, and we have we're chosen to spend that money down at the park and do some watershed projects, and there'll be that money allocated to the park area.
Yeah. Well, you have a beautiful park.
It's going to be a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember, let's step back to the wastewater thing for a little bit. That was sort of a mess. What, am I remembering right? The target kept moving, the DNR target, what you had to do to comply?
Yeah. I mean, it started out with the DNR issues a permit. It's about a 5-year permit, and our permit had expired. And we were looking at options as far as what we could do to keep our lagoons functioning. And we did that initially upon the DNR's request. And then unfortunately, a year later, some of the guidelines from the state changed, and it forced us into a position where we had to put a $5 million plan in, which is very, very hard to do with a town of about 1,700 people.
Wow. Well, so it's a good thing you're growing.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're growing. I mean, it does take a hit on our budget, obviously, and as citizens know, our water and sewer rates have increased. But they're still manageable, and they're still comparable to their cities, luckily. And I think that's because we've had some good planning and good support with our council.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joe Merstick, Pleasantville Police Chief and City Administrator. Well, and what are some other good things that are happening?
Well, with that park project, we're looking at next year putting a road all the way down for people that know there's a huge parking lot down there at the ball fields. Eventually that will be paved and we'll have a curb and gutter street going down to that road. In addition to that, we'll have a pavilion up hopefully next year, and we are looking at doing some a landscape wall project near the ball fields that will kind of morph the current fields that we have into more of an area that we can use other than maybe just baseball games. We're looking at maybe having some events down there, farmers market. Of course, we have the annual pig out and stuff, and I think that that area will be used for some of those important events to draw people into our community.
Pavilion, you mean like a place to perform and sit around and watch an act or something?
Yeah, the pavilion that we actually are going to construct, and we were awarded a grant on that, so we'd like to really thank Marion County Community Foundation. Awarded us a grant along with Prairie Meadows. So we were able to construct that grant based on those loans that we applied for. And that's really just outside of the baseball field off of Pleasant Street by Casey's. Next year you'll see that pavilion there. And we'll have an area where there'll be a grill out there and some picnic tables. And if somebody wants to catch a ball game, they can watch a ball game pretty easily out there.
Well, you just keep coming up with this really neat stuff that I didn't know about. Anything else positive that direction?
Well, I think as far as the parks, no. We've got a good handle on that, I think. And we're trying – my goal as far as trying to get some of these projects going, it sounds great, but there's always a cost associated to that. And we always try to look for other funding options. So those things are great, but we certainly don't want to pass all that on to our taxpayers. So we try to limit that the best we can. And these projects I just talked about, other than the wastewater plant, are paid for primarily on grant money.
Any challenges? I mean, I know you've got one challenge with G40. You're working with the county to try to upgrade that, right?
Yes. Yeah, huge challenge there. Jasper Street is a critical street for us, and meeting with the chamber, we feel that we want to keep our downtown thriving as best we can, and that street leads to our downtown area, and it needs to be redone. It's real simple. There's been accidents on that road. There's water concerns. Even the citizens along that road will support the project of redoing the Jasper Street project, and they're willing to pay for that. We just need to have a partnership from the county. We've exhausted all our funds. We've allocated money to a design, which we do have a design in place that's being reviewed by our board right now, and we'll look forward to further negotiations with the county to try to get some money. As far as whether it's a state money, federal money, or even county money, just get some money that we can partnership and get this road done. We're looking at hopefully doing bids next year. Depending on the grants, there's a couple grants that would pay for the water and the sewer, which would lessen the burden on our taxpayers. And if we are awarded those grants, some of those are federal, which will probably delay that potentially until 2019, but now we're as close as we ever have been. We do have a formal design that's I would assume it will be approved by our board members, and we're looking forward to kind of moving forward with this project. But we definitely need a partnership with the county.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joe Merstick, Pleasantville Police Chief and City Administrator. It's sort of interesting. I mean, G40 is like this huge farm-to-market road. Lots of traffic from much of the northern, at least northwestern part of the county. And then that's the entry from that's the entry into Pleasantville, essentially, from the east. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big, busy road. And so then it comes in at Jasper. Is that how it works?
It does. Yeah, it comes into Jasper. But unfortunately, because of the condition of the road right now, it's an embargoed road. So people that, for instance, you mentioned Smith and Grain, if they have a fertilizer or if they have a grain truck that they wish to drop off at Smith's, they have to go completely around the town. And with the Jasper Street, if that was to be built the way we would recommend it being built, that would lift that embargo and have an easy flow of traffic going through there.
Yeah, because it's complex when you come into Pleasantville from the west to head east. It's like you're going, I don't know, it's not a road that could handle a lot of truck traffic.
Yeah, and it's not only the truck traffic. I think, it's even people that will use the old highway to skirt around our town. And I think with the Jasper Street project, it completes the western and the eastern part of Marion County. And by having that project done, it also will give us an opportunity to kind of enhance our downtown area too, because people who would have skirted around the town are going to use the main Jasper Street now, and that will be that much closer to our downtown. If they want to stop out and have a sandwich or look around our downtown area, they'd have the ability to do that.
Because right now they shoot by much of it.
And so the old out of sight, out of mind kind of thing plays into where if they don't see it, they're not going to stop. And I think having Jasper Street go through, they're going to actually see some of the fine things we have in our downtown area.
Okay, any other challenges?
That's about it. I'm trying to wear two hats here, so it's good. I really am blessed to have a good community that supports the city and a good council, and we hopefully that'll continue.
Now, you shared with me an idea that, I don't know, maybe we're getting out ahead of ourselves, but about an innovative idea about how to infill some of the city, some of the houses that, any community has that are, in disrepair and that might come into city hands. Would you mind sharing that idea?
Sure. I think since I've been here, and there's houses that have been sitting vacant for since I've been here. And so our plan is to get in touch with the homeowners, see what they have for a plan on that. Is it going to be a house that's just going to sit there for many more years and fall in disrepair, or is it a house that they're going to maybe refurb and make a home out of it? And we've worked with these owners of the properties, and we have condemned some of the houses and taken the houses down, and we now have ownership of the lots. So I think it does two things. It cleans up the town a little bit, and it gives the neighbors some hope that, hey, we're going to fix, have them take a little bit more pride in their own property, I guess I should say. And what we're going to do with those lots, we don't know yet. We would we'd certainly be open to some ideas, but I think we're trying to get some of the houses that are in disrepair down. And we'd rather have that as a city-owned lot with potential growth at a later date than having a home that's in disrepair and having neighbors that are unhappy.
Mm-hmm. So any incentives for the...
Working on a program right now, I can kind of share with you. I know that there was a few months ago I recommended to the council, and it obviously has not been approved. But my thought is that if we do own the lots, is as long as we have a homeowner that's willing to build, we might be able to negotiate a very, very low cost for that lot, maybe even a dollar, so long as we get a house being built there in a certain amount of time. So I think it's going to be a win-win for the city if that happens. We're going to have a new construction of a house, and we'll have that lot filled, and we won't take the responsibility of having the ownership of a lot.
Right, because you want the infill, and you want the houses that have been abandoned. You don't want them in disrepair. You want maybe a nice new affordable home for somebody to come in.
And I think we recognize that. I think the city's in a position where we recognize that this new development. It's great. I think it's a huge thing for Pleasantville, and it's something that should have came a long time ago. But there's going to be lots up there, and the houses that are going to be new construction, and they're going to be beautiful. But there's also an economic issue with that too, and there's other lots that we would own, and there's other homeowners that just aren't quite able to meet the threshold income requirements of what the new construction up there would be. So if we can get a lot at a reduced cost to them, that's just more that they can stick into maybe a new construction for a house. So,
well, and we should tell people that this is something the council is considering.
Just considering right now. We don't really have any formal plans, but I think based on the council meeting, I think they're very, very supportive of some sort of plan, and they do recognize that there are different income levels that we, as far as the city, need to plan for.
Well, for a small town, Pleasantville sure is thinking big.
We try, but we also want to recognize that it is still a small town. We're going to keep it a small town. We don't want to get into a position where we're growing too big too fast.
Thanks to Joe Merstick for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.